This is New England Public Radio. There's a rare open seat for the 1st Hampshire District in the Massachusetts House. State Representative Peter Coket of Northampton died in February, and his longtime district director, Diana Zinal, is looking to take over for her old boss. In the Democratic primary, she's opposed by Lindsay Sabadosa, who says she wants to bring a progressive agenda with her to Beacon Hill. New England Public Radio's Adam Frenier takes a closer look at this race.
Diana Zinal worked for Coket for 16 years and has been an elected official before. She served as a selectman in Hatfield for 6 years. In a debate recorded by Northampton Community TV, she says she'll be ready to legislate on day one.
In me, you will get a state representative who is experienced, qualified, trusted, and has shown demonstrated dedication to this district.
The other candidate, Lindsay Sabadosa, works as a foreign language translator. She's the head of the Pioneer Valley Women's March. She also works with groups lobbying for single-payer health care and a bill to stop police from working with federal immigration officials. Sabadosa says her activism would make her an effective lawmaker.
I have spent years building relationships with legislators, advocates, and activists from across the Commonwealth. Because of my experience, I know how the State House works. And it's time for political courage and true progressive leadership.
The two Democrats have a fair bit of common ground. They support the use of police body cameras, expanded rail service for the area, and bail reform. One area where there is some disagreement is single-payer health care. Sabadosa calls this her issue and wants the legislature to move aggressively toward making it reality.
Healthcare is 42% of our budget, and our schools are bearing a lot of that cost as well, with rising premiums for teachers. Healthcare impacts everything.
Zinal, though, says she would like to see lawmakers take a more deliberate approach and study what some call Medicare for all.
Will it provide better care? Will it provide better access to care? Will it provide better outcomes? These are the things we absolutely have to know before we race too quickly into something. I don't want to see a system that doesn't work for you, and I don't want to see a system that fails.
With no declared candidates from other parties, the winning Democrat will likely be headed to Beacon Hill. They would be just the third state rep from this Northampton area seat since the mid-1970s. For New England Public Radio, I'm Adam Frenier.